But we start with the focus on the economy, the Finance Minister and the Financial Intelligence Centre Amendment Bill. Yesterday, Finance Minister Malusi Gigaba met with business leaders under the CEO initiative amid claims they are losing trust in government. At the same time, confirmation that Gigaba signed the final aspects of the FICA bill into law just before the Global Financial Action Task Force is due to meet in Paris. And then, in the last few minutes, confirmation that the RMB Bureau of Economic Research Business Confidence Index, from them, that their index has collapsed by 11 points. Dr. Azhar Jameen is the chief economist at Econometrics. He's on the line from Bapong in the Northwest. Dr. Jameen, good afternoon to you. Let's start with those business confidence index numbers. They show people who run businesses in this country are losing confidence. Should we be surprised?
We should not be at all surprised. I think that is the most damaging impact that we have had so far from the cabinet reshuffle and the credit rating downgrades that have emerged. On the one hand, the currency has remained fairly firm, and the worst case scenario of a collapse in it and a rise in inflation has been avoided, and a rise in government's borrowing costs has also been avoided. But on the other side, the psychological damage to business and consumer confidence has been palpable, and that will lead to contribute towards lower economic growth at a time when we were hoping things might start improving a little.
Malusi Gigaba, the finance minister, met with business yesterday. How would you describe the relationship between government and business at the moment?
There's no doubt that the relationship, which has been very negative for a long period of time, has had been starting to improve under the CEO initiative, which had been inspired by the previous Minister of Finance, Pravin Gordhan. Now, Malusi Gigaba is finally discovering that actually it was a very promising and constructive relationship, and he is trying to rebuild this trust that was badly damaged overnight with the cabinet reshuffle.
I've always thought the entire story around President Jacob Zuma's reshuffle could be boiled down to one question, and that question, as I would understand it, would be this: can we trust the integrity of the person appointed to replace Pravin Gordhan as finance minister? And now, Dr. Jameen, we've seen all of the claims around Gigaba, the Gupta emails that tell about decisions he's made, how they benefited the Guptas, the claim coming in the last 2 days that he helped them to get citizenship. He's denied all of that. He's taking some steps. But how complex, maybe a better word is, how difficult is it to judge the integrity of Gigaba at this stage?
I think it is difficult because one needs to almost differentiate between the past and look to the future. There have been signs that since he took over as Minister of Finance, he has received a bit of a wake-up call from the attitude of investors and business and has tried to appease their concerns. He has deliberately refrained from talking populist rhetoric, which could have frightened them away, and has deliberately spoken about maintaining the fiscal discipline, which was the hallmark of the previous extremely well-respected Minister of Finance. However, people will continue to question, why was Gigaba put there in the first place in place of Pravin Gordhan if he is not going to embark upon significant changes? And that raises the issue of the mistrust of the motives for electing Gigaba. And obviously these email leaks feed into that mistrust and suggest that he was put in that position deliberately in order to acquiesce to some deals that might favor those close to the president and might benefit them financially at the expense of the country at large. Now, Gigaba may well have regretted being part of that, and he may argue that he was not part of that and try and argue that many of these emails are fake. But the fact is that it will take a long, long while before trust is rebuilt to the extent that existed prior to the cabinet reshuffle.
Dr. Azhar Jameen, thanks very much indeed. Chief Economist at Econometrics.